It's 8:07 at AM 930 WEOL. Good morning. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we are on the road. We are in Amherst as we put the spotlight on Amherst. This is the WEOL Lorraine Palace Theater Spotlight on Amherst.
At the Mercy Health and Recreation Center of the Holstein Reservation of the Lorain County Metro Parks.
And joining us up front here is the mayor of Amherst, David Taylor. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for asking me.
Isn't this a beautiful facility?
It is. It's great. We're very fortunate to have it here in the city of Amherst. We were so happy to hear that we were going to get it when the Holsteins donated their property. And we're very happy to have it and watch it grow.
This particular, off of 90, this area has grown quite a bit over the years, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. This area out here on the west side has grown for the city of Amherst. You know, we border Lorain, so we are always anxious to see this develop.
What else is new in the city?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on for this summer. We've got a regular reconstruction program for the city. In fact, we're going to finish the repaving of Cooper Foster Park out in front of the building here. And we've got our normal, like I said, reconstruction program of the streets. So we got a lot of things going on.
I seem to remember when we got together about a year ago, there was some sort of, was it like a cave or a cavern discovered below a business with some artifacts? Do you remember that, Bruce?
Right, there was like a speakeasy or something like that.
What we found was when we were doing a reconstruction project of a storm sewer, we came upon, when we were digging the excavation, we found some caverns buried behind City Hall. And we had to stop project, and we went to the State Historical Society, and they gave us permission to proceed on the project, and we completed the project in the fall of last year, and we were able to reclaim the caverns. We have access to them, but not for a while yet, because we got to make sure we do everything proper with the historical societies of the city and the state.
So do you think there will be a time when people can actually go down there and see what's there?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not whether we have that or not, but we were fortunate to salvage them. And our construction people did a great job in doing what we had to do with the state to comply with their rules and regulations.
We're talking with Mayor David Taylor from Amherst. And before, in the last half hour, we were kind of going back and forth on the Amherst thing. Where do you weigh in on this?
I've been thinking about that for a year. And to me, it's Amherst. And I was listening to you before I got here, and trying to decide whether it's Amherst or Holstein or whatever. So hopefully we've got that down and complete. But as far as I'm concerned, it's Mr. Holstein, the brothers, and then it's Amherst, Ohio.
How long have you been mayor now?
I'm on my 11th year.
You still enjoy it?
Yes, I do. I've been very fortunate. I have great councils. We work together very well. And next year will be my 12th year and my last year.
No more.
12 years is enough for anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it that got you to say, I want to be mayor? Was there an issue that you wanted to see resolved? Was there something that you thought wasn't getting done? Or was it just thought maybe your time to serve the community?
Well, I'd been on council. I'd been the safety service director over the years. So I'd been involved. And I felt that there were some things going on that I thought I'd like to try and fix. And I said, I'm not one to just complain about it. I try and do something about it. So I decided to run. I was fortunate to get elected.
Did you fix some of those things that you
were
looking
to? Yes, I did.
Okay.
And it wasn't me alone. I know this sounds trite and rose-colored glasses, but I believe in teamwork, and I believe in the fact that it wasn't just me. I had a lot of help from a lot of people.
Well, many city governments would probably echo that same thing. They think that's what you really need. You need not only a vision, but the support for that vision, too.
Exactly. You've got to be able to share the responsibility, and I've had good councils over the years, and I've got a good, even though we have a very small administration, we work well together, and like I said, I'm very happy with the council I've had over the years.
A lot of communities in recent years have had budget blues. What's the state of the city here?
As everybody, we are in the black. And we're very fortunate to be that way. It's because I'm very conservative with the money. I spend it like it's my money. And we're still in the black, but it's tight. With expenses going up and revenue going down or remaining the same, it's a job of balancing the budget and juggling everything and doing priority jobs. So we work on the fact that we prioritize on needs, not wants, and we're able to balance the budget.
We've had a very harsh winter. A lot of communities have run low on road salt and things of that nature. How about here?
We're no different than anybody else. We've had a rough winter. It's not only been rough on our employees, but a matter of salt, but also overtime. But we've got through it. Hopefully, we'll take the plows off by June, so we'll see what's going to happen. So we're looking forward to a good spring and summer.
We got to get those plows off sooner than June.
Well, then it just becomes those road graders that take the place of the plows that are out there to kind of
exactly.
get things back.
Exactly. We're looking forward when we can do that.
Do you get, as mayor, do you get the call at midnight at 2 a.m., hey, I need some help? Do you get that?
Occasionally, not too much. I used to be in charge of the baseball program of Ed Knows, and I think we had more calls at midnight over baseball than I do the city over the years.
Well, as a safety service director, those were when
that's
the calls.
Right.
That's when the
he
calls
got delegate.
Really...
He let him get the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's why he got the mayor's. I'm moving to that position.
He's moving up.
That's right. The phone number is less published, as they say, for that. But well, we appreciate your time coming in, and we're putting the spotlight on the community. We love coming out here, and it's a great facility, which we're going to find out more about as well.